This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, everybody, good evening. Or good afternoon, depending upon where you are. Left Coast, good afternoon. East Coast, good evening. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, second day of September 2020. It's already the second day of September. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root has got a few well-deserved days off, so I can only assume he's in a, you know, some kind of a lounge chair somewhere or a hammock with a sombrero over his head and a, I don't think he drinks though. I was going to say maybe a pina colada, maybe a virgin pina colada by his side, but yeah, Shirley Temple, something like that. But he is going to be off for the next couple of nights. And my name, if I haven't already said it, is Lee Elsie, so I'll be the host with the most broadcasting across the entire country. Love the fact that we're coming through loud and clear on the home front station out in Vegas, Minneapolis, Dallas, Reno, New York, here in Connecticut, on my home station, WJJF, across the pond over here in Long Island and everywhere in between. So we have plenty of time tonight to talk. You can call in 833-927-8255. That's 833-WAR-TALK. I would love to talk to some of you wherever you may be across the country. So after this first break, we'll have wide open phone lines if you'd like for the first couple hours. I do have some great guests in store for you the third hour of the program. And if you like fantastic writing, you're going to love my guest in the top of the third hour, which is Jeffrey Benedict. He is a multiple-time best-selling author, and he actually went to high school with me, so he's a friend of mine. So every time he throws out one of these big books, last book he put out was Tiger Woods, about Tiger Woods, I can get him on, and we talk for a little bit, so we'll chat with him coming up at the top of the third hour. And then I'm looking forward to a conversation with Dwayne Bryant, who is a motivational speaker, and I've got this sneaky suspicion that we're going to have completely different opinions as far as what's happening around the country when it comes to black people getting shot and killed, or supposedly black men getting hunted, if you want to listen to Michelle Obama, who may be, sorry to say, one of the most racist people in the limelight, because every time she seems like she opens her mouth, something negative comes out about white folks. But anyway, I can get to that a little bit later on. I did want to start out with something interesting, because the FBI released its 2019 stats on law enforcement officers killed in the line of duty. Now, recently, all anybody talks about is, I guess, civilians who are killed by police officers. Normally, they're holding a gun or a knife or doing something terrible or possibly trying to kill somebody else. I know the media wants to drive a narrative home that all police are bad and all police should be punished, and police actually in some cases should be defunded. Unless, of course, you are a very left-of-center Antifa rally person. If you remember the other night when that 17-year-old shot and killed a couple people here, I don't know if you listened to the video. A friend of mine, Jay, just gave me a call, and he said, you got to see this video. And I'd watched the video a number of times, but I went back and watched it again. And you can clearly hear one of these absolute morons, after the kid got shot, yelling, call the police. Call the police. And it's not funny because people died, but think about how hypocritically moronic you have to be. What kind of a person would be out there demonstrating in the streets, burning, looting, rioting, hurting people, throwing Molotov cocktails, chanting, pigs must die, cops must die, no cops, whatever, no rest, no peace, whatever slogan they've got for the day. And then as soon as somebody gets shot, they're yelling and screaming, call the police. It's, if in fact people weren't dying, it'd be comical. The hypocrisy is, it's just mind-numbing. Anyway, the FBI released these stats, and they're telling. According to the report, 89 law enforcement officers were killed in the line of duty in 2019. 48 officers died as a result of felonious acts. 41 officers died as a result of accidents. So, obviously, some of them died car chases. They died by accident that way, et cetera. The 48 felonious deaths occurred in 19 states and in Puerto Rico. The number of officers killed as a result of criminal acts in 2019 was 8, less than 56 officers who were killed in 2018. The 5- and 10-year comparisons show an increase of 7 felonious deaths compared with that of 2015, which was 41 officers. The point I'm trying to make is the number of people, number of police officers who are being obviously attacked, killed, is skyrocketing. It's going up by leaps and bounds. In 2019, 45 of those cops were male, 3 were female, 40 were white. 40 were white. 7 were black, and 1 was Asian. Of, again, 15 died as a result of traffic stops, 4 were performing investigative activities, 2 were drug-related matters, 1 was investigating a suspicious person or a circumstance. So, you know, I know the narrative for the folks who want to poo-poo the police are, well, they know the job that they're accepting. This is the job they'd assigned on to do. So when they go out there, of course there's risk. Of course they can die. Listen, these men and women swear to protect and serve. And overwhelmingly, the number of folks that do that, 97%, 98%, 99%. Listen, there are bad cops. Again, we have to say this, have to make a prerequisite. In fact, I know bad cops, right? I know. In my own hometown, I can give you a name right now. Push to come to shove with a shiny light in my eyes, and if you're waterboarding me, I can give up a bad cop or two. But when you're talking about big picture, and these are not cops that are out there killing people. I mean, cops who may be a little shady, right? And shady people exist in every walk of life. There are shady teachers. There are shady priests. There are shady people everywhere. But when you're asking these men and women to go out there and protect and serve, and they have one of the toughest jobs imaginable, they have to choose between life and death. And all you really have to do in those kinds of scenarios is to comply with what they're saying. It's really incredible if you really dig into some of these cases. You know, look at some of the video. All that that Blake had to do was comply with the officers. This is the Kenosha shooting. That's all he had to do. Not wrestle with them, not get one in a headlock, not refuse to go down when he's tasered, not to open the door of his car when he was told not to. He'd be here today if he did any of that. The same goes for Michael Brown. And in certain cases, same goes like for the case that happened in Chicago where the guy was shooting at the cops first and they shot. What do you expect the police officers to do? So when you put your uniform on, and you go out to, again, protect and serve. You're taking your life. You're putting your life on the line for the betterment of humanity. And sometimes you run up against folks who are just not good people. Can we at least admit, can I get some folks who are marching with Black Lives Matter and some folks who have the fist in the air and some folks, again, who consider themselves extreme liberal and who want to defund the police and some folks who want to disband the police and some folks who are out there rioting as I'm speaking right now and setting something on fire, maybe listening to me on their transistor radio. Can I at least get you to admit that in some cases the people getting arrested are wrong? Right? Can I at least get you to say, yeah, that guy was wrong, or that gal was wrong. She shouldn't, or he shouldn't have fought back with the cops. He shouldn't have went for the gun. You can't get anyone who would consider themselves a card-carrying Democrat to agree to that. It's always manufactured or caused by the police. They're going for the gun because they had a, or by society. It's one or the other. Either they're going, again, for the gun because mommy and daddy had a bad lot in life, and one was a drug addict and one was a prostitute, and they were brought up with no people in their household, so now all of a sudden they had to turn to the life of, a life of crime or a life of depravity, and, oh, what do you expect them to do? Of course they're going to go for somebody's gun when they're going to get arrested. Or maybe, you know, the fact that they've been arrested 30-something times and this one was going to put them in jail for sure, so they had to get out of there somehow. So what do you expect? Of course they're going to try to get out of there. Of course they're going to go for the gun or the taser. And in those cases, I sit there, and I was talking about this today. I'm trying to think who I was talking. I think I had a senator on today. And I was trying to explain. I said, I sit sometimes and watch some of these nightly news shows. I don't watch a lot of TV. I don't watch a lot of it. But when I do, and I watch the reaction from some of the politicians who consider themselves Democrats and how they will scold the police officers when there's a shooting. And 90% of the time it's a justifiable, 99% of the time it's a justifiable shooting. And I'm saying to myself, what would you expect the police officers to do in that case? What do you want them to do? Let them go? Or let them get the gun? What would be the better alternative? In the Kenosha case, what would be better? If he opened up the car door and grabbed the knife and slit the throat of his kids, would that have been a good outcome? Would that have been something everybody wanted? Or if he grabbed the knife and stuck it in the guy's thigh or cut his throat or stuck it in his chest, would that have been a good outcome? What is a good outcome? And do any of these people who have committed a lifetime worth of crimes, do they have any personal responsibility in any of this stuff? Or is it always the man? Is it always somebody else? Nothing bothers me more than somebody who does not accept their own personal responsibility. Yeah, okay, you grew up in a tough neighborhood. Your mom and dad were bad folks, right? You didn't have much of a chance. I get it. We all get it, right? Some folks are lucky. Some folks aren't. Well, you know what? Some folks make it out of those situations. Some become violent felons. And those violent felons, I'm sorry, they should be in prison. All right, so there you go. Just wanted to give you a quick overlook. The FBI are releasing those stats. 2019 officers killed in the line of duty. So don't forget the cops. They die in these situations as well. They want to go home to their kids. That's why. Sometimes, you know what? They want you to comply. It's that simple. All right, let's say one break in. We got a bunch more to go. Looking forward to it. My name is Lee Elsie. You can reach out to me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. We'll take some calls all night long. You want to be on the national stage? It's 1-833-927-8255. We'll come back. It's the USA Radio Network.
Wayne Allyn Root. Have you ever ordered a MAGA cap and then received a piece of junk in the mail? Well, those days are over. If you want the finest quality MAGA caps at the greatest prices, go to themagamall.com. The MAGA Mall has the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton twill with the finest embroidery. I love them. They pride themselves in offering the finest quality products at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats and Trump talking pens. To get 10% off your order, use promo code WAR10 at checkout. That's my initials, WAR and 10. Remember, to get great quality MAGA products, go to themagamall.com. 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 Go to themagamall.com.
Not all face masks offer the same protection, and if you or your loved ones have to wear a mask, wear a brand that offers not only a high level of protection, but also comfort and breathability. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in multiple sizes for adults, teens, and children. Boomer Naturals, offering America's best face masks. You get three cloth layers enhanced with nano silver protection to block tiny drops and particles. These are U.S. lab certified to give 99.9% antimicrobial protection, and that's what we want right now, a mask that protects. Boomer offers masks in multiple sizes, and they all have adjustable nose pieces and ear loops for the right fit. Plus, they come in many different patterns and colors. Get Boomer Nano Silver masks and gaiters today at BoomerNaturals.com and save 20% when you use the code WARRADIO20. That's WARRADIO20 for 20% off only at BoomerNaturals.com. Boomer masks are also available at your local CVS pharmacy.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. Optavita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. With more than 50 U.S. patents, Optavita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in new silver technology. And now Optavita Silver comes packaged to be your guardian as a liquid, a skin gel, a throat lozenge. With so much misinformation in the media about silver, here's something I arranged for you. A guidebook on the science of silver. It's free when you purchase the Root Silver bundle. But that's not all. We know that silver works best when you get it in the right places. For a limited time, we're giving you 3 silver applicators, a spray bottle free, a dropper bottle free, a fine mist nasal sprayer free. All 3 free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. These are exclusively for my listeners. Hurry, only good while supplies last. Guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Remember the special website, patentedsilver.com. That's patentedsilver.com or call toll-free 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER.
Raw and unfiltered.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. On USA Radio Network, flagship station, KVET, 790 AM. Strauss Heart Drops is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You all know how obsessed I am with health. Strauss Heart Drops have helped countless people over the past 40 years with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, blocked or restricted blood flow. 1 million bottles sold in Canada. This is their first foray into the American market on my show. Thank you, Strauss Heart Drops. Heart attack and stroke, number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It is the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. Don't wait for your heart attack or stroke. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. The powermall.com.
All right, we are back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne's got a couple days off, so he'll have me tonight and tomorrow night, then a best of on Friday. Chris pushing all the buttons. Wouldn't do it, couldn't do it without him. Appreciate that. So I just heard Wayne say strokes. You see where the two or hackers got into two websites, domains, antifa.com and then ministrokes.com? I don't know if you guys picked this up, but if you type in, at least if it was today, I haven't got a chance to do it today, but if you type in antifa.com, it goes to Joe Biden's website. And if you type in ministrokes.com, it goes to Donald Trump's website. So they can do just about anything with a computer. It's really, really pretty incredible. There is a study out right now. In a 2012 study, President Trump has an 87% chance of winning the 2020 election right now based on current standings, using the stock market, using financial situations, using just a bunch of different categories. So 87%, run out and bet. I know Wayne made a big bet on that. I may have to go make a bet on that. I'm serious about that. I wish I'd got the 7-1 that he got last go around. And Bob, Voter fraud, it happens. So voting fraud, especially via mail ballots, it's easy to pull off. One, you can do it. According to a Democrat operative, who actually, there was a video of him popping around last night, they've done it repeatedly. So you can do it. You can harvest the stuff. You can grab it. Actually, postmen who may see certain ballots going to certain houses, they may not deliver it. I hate to say that. Right? I was talking about this the other day. When was I talking about this? Sometimes I forget what day it is and where I am. But I was talking about how my mailman does not deliver to me on Friday and Saturday. Well, let's put it this way. Never on Friday, and it's a 50-50 shot on Saturday. I go to my mailbox, nothing's in there. So I don't know if my mailman or lady just doesn't feel like, 'cause I live at the end of a cul-de-sac. Maybe they don't go down the end. Maybe he said, you know what, screw it. Screw him. I'm not delivering the mail today. Maybe I'll do it tomorrow. It'll save me 40 seconds of time. I'll get home 40 seconds sooner. So I know this is happening. Right? I'm sure of it. So I'm sure that things can happen with the mail. You certainly know that if you get, let's say, votes going to a nursing home, people who have dementia, people who have Alzheimer's, folks who are working in those nursing homes, they can fudge that stuff. They can fill it out and send it in any way they want. That could be 30, 40, 50, 100 votes in some cases. So don't tell me it can't happen. You don't even, and when they say it doesn't happen, there's no, how do you prove a negative? You can't. So you say, oh, well, it doesn't happen. How do you know? Well, how do you know? If you don't catch somebody, you don't know it happened. How do you know it's not happening? And using the mail-in version of this, it just opens it up. And think about this. We're not going to have a decision on this. November 3rd is going to come and go. There was talking about this yesterday, how Trump may actually have the popular vote and the Electoral College vote the night of the election. Celebration, balloons drop, blah, blah, blah. And then 4 days later, they count all the absentee ballots and everything is upside down and chaos ensues. It could happen. It could happen. A few as 500 to 1,000 votes can be enough to flip entire state elections. I mean, we usually talk about the national elections on this stage, but I mean, think about your state election. Think about, you know, if four or five people working in concert with each other are able to manipulate some of these voters and manipulate the ballots if they're mail-in. I mean, you could have 500, 600, 700 votes go in a different direction. It's not impossible, is what I'm saying. And postmen, like I said, could simply discard the ballot, stuff it in envelopes, lose it. We've had that happen a million different times. So just don't say it's not possible. That always bothers me. Like, oh, no, this can't. Prove it to me. How do I prove a negative? I can't. And then, of course, there are videos circulating around. Oh, people are stealing ballots. People are voting without IDs. It can happen. So I know that I hate to throw that monkey wrench out there, and I don't want that to be an issue come, you know, late night on November 3rd, but I still am skeptical about that. All right, listen, let's talk a little bit about COVID, the Wuhan flu, next. Give me some numbers on that. By the way, you want to call in? Wide open phone lines, 833-927-8255. That's 833-WAR-TALK, LELCRadio@gmail.com is my email. We'll be right back. It's the USA Radio Network.
Do you wake up during the night and have trouble falling back asleep? Restore your natural sleep function with drug-free REMFresh, the first and only continuous release and absorption melatonin that supports your natural sleep cycle for up to 7 hours. Number one sleep doctor recommended REMFresh. Get up to 7 hours of sleep support. Available at Amazon and at fine retailers nationwide. Individual results may vary. Use as directed.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hawaii Governor David Ige says many paid dearly during the course of World War II.
Victory came at a high price, paid by those who suffered and died on the front lines, as well as by those who endured hardship and uncertainty on the home front.
The Democratic governor spoke today at Pearl Harbor during a ceremony marking the 75th anniversary of Japan's surrender. Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says her visit to get her hair done on Monday was clearly a setup.
I think that they this salon owes me an apology for setting up.
San Francisco did not allow hair salons to reopen until Monday. Pelosi did say she accepts responsibility for falling for the setup. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It's Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
A sponsor of this segment of the show is the MAGA Mall. Have you ever ordered a MAGA cap and then received a piece of junk in the mail? Well, those days are over. If you want the finest quality MAGA caps at great prices, go to themagamall.com. Themagamall.com. The MAGA Mall has the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton twill with the finest embroidery. I love them. They pride themselves in offering the finest quality products at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Ron Solomon owns MAGA Mall, great friend of mine. Anything you buy is guaranteed. And you know, because Wayne Root will put my foot on his neck. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, T-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats and Trump talking pens. To get 10% off your order, use promo code WAR10 at checkout. That's my initials, WAR10, and you get 10% off the already low prices. Remember to get the quality MAGA products you want, the quality Trump products you want, go to themagamall.com, themagamall.com, themagamall.com.
All right, we're back. This is the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Once again, our number, 833-927-8255. If you've been itching to get on national radio program, now's the time to do it. Wide open phone calls. If you want to check in, all topics up for grabs. I was going to get into COVID, the Wuhan flu, coronavirus a little bit and talk about that, but I just, as I was surfing the internet here on my luxurious, is it luxurious? No, it's luxurious. That would be better. My luxurious home studio, I just saw that Ben & Jerry's is launching, maybe I'm behind on this, maybe you guys already know about this, but Ben & Jerry's is launching a podcast about white supremacy in America. Ben & Jerry's. It's taking its support for Black Lives Matter to a new level, to the airwaves, with a podcast that delivers an unflinching appraisal of America past, its past, and encourages listeners to dismantle systemic racism and white supremacy. Wow. Ben and Jerry's. Ice cream, guys. Ice cream man. Right? So they're now becoming social justice warriors. I still have this question. What exactly is the definition of systemic racism? I've had a number of different conversations here in the past month with folks on both sides of the aisle, and I never really get the same exact definition of systemic racism, right? Oh, white supremacy, sure, we know what that is. White privilege, yeah, of course we know what that is. Everybody who has white skin is obviously privileged over somebody else who would have a different shade of skin. But the ice cream brand, which is owned by, I guess it's Unilever, is that how you say that? It's launched a six-part series together with Vox Media. And they're, I guess, going out there and going to be part of this media conglomerate to deliver social justice across the board. So I don't know if that'll have any impact on whether or not you buy Ben & Jerry's ice cream. I don't know if that's going to change some of the names that they have, right? White Supremacy Supreme, I don't know. Maybe that would be a delicious flavor of ice cream that they can throw out there. But the podcast is out, so they're talking about the 400 years of American history where essentially white men have dominated everybody else and not given anybody else a chance. That's Ben & Jerry's, I said. Ben & Jerry's, the podcast. So if you want to listen in on that to a bunch of ice cream men telling you exactly what you have been doing wrong for your entire life, you should listen to that. But otherwise, I don't think I will, and I got a feeling that there's a large chunk of the country now who may be throwing their Ben & Jerry's in the garbage. And certainly when they're going to the store now and they may have liked Chunky Monkey or whatever it is that they, whatever else they liked from Ben & Jerry's, they're maybe now going to pass that up for something different. Again, I'm adamant about this. If you want to take a stand, even if it's against what I believe, I firmly believe you have the right to do that. 1,000%. Right? That goes for athletes, too. Even though I will scream to high heaven when an athlete does something stupid and says something stupid and acts in a stupid way, they have every right to be stupid. They have every right to voice their opinion. They have every right to use this pulpit that they've acquired from their athletic skill to say whatever they want. Same goes for Ben and Jerry. They can do and be whoever they want. They want to put out a podcast and hammer away at quote-unquote white supremacy? Go ahead. Go ahead. I've been talking to a lot of different folks because this subject just doesn't go away. But it doesn't go away in a negative way because it's taking people who I know have lived a lifetime of being fair and equitable and don't have a racist ounce in bone in their body. There's not an ounce of them that is racist. In fact, I was just talking to one before we went on the air today. You know, he's a coach, and he, you know, helps tutor black kids in the inner city. There isn't any inner cities in Connecticut, believe it or not. And, you know, he's helping. If they need a place to sleep, they sleep at his house with his family. If they need food or money, he gives it to them. God's honest truth. And even he was telling me today, I can't take it anymore. I can't take being told that I'm a racist over and over and over again. It's wearing me out. And I think it's wearing a lot of people out. And I think you're now beginning to see this shift of folks who were very sympathetic in the beginning now saying, I've had enough. I'm not racist. And I can't continue this conversation when you continue to call me a racist. And I think it's actually, I think it's having a negative effect. And I thought that in the beginning, too. I said, this is eventually going to run its course because it's not that it's uncomfortable. Things that are uncomfortable are okay. And even sometimes things that are uncomfortable end up being positive in the end. This is uncomfortable to the point where you're taking very innocent folks and trying to make them feel guilty unjustly. And the blowback on that is not, it's not good. It's not. It's the same idea with taking a knee at the national anthem, right? It's the same idea with this because, okay, you want to choose to take a knee at the national anthem. You want to choose in some people's minds to not only disgrace the country, but disgrace the flag, disgrace the military men who died, military men and women who died fighting for that flag. Instead of taking a protest at a different point and having a conversation about that protest and having that maybe go further, you've now made enemies where there weren't any, right? You've got these military men who would have stood by you, but now they don't want to because you're taking a knee and disgracing something that they cherish. It's a trade-off. The folks who are in favor of the Black Lives Matter movement and taking a knee, they feel as though that trade-off is worth it for them. I don't. I think they lose more people than they gain in the long run with that. But Ben and Jerry's has every right to put out a podcast, and they can call people whatever they want to call them. But folks have the right to not buy their product, and I think by doing something like this, they're going to lose a huge hunk of their base, a huge hunk of their base. You know, Jacob Blake was shot. Here's something interesting. ACLU put this out, so you know, basically, it is what it is. But I always look and like to look at the innuendos of public, not broadcasts, but publications, right? So the ACLU puts this out there, and it says Jacob Blake was shot in the back 7 times by police officers while walking away to get into his car. Now, that's not true already. He wasn't walking away to get in his car. He was walking to grab something in his car. They make it sound as though he was walking away. He was just minding his own business and walking away, and he was shot in the back 7 times. Now, by the way, white police officers, they always throw that in. It would never be in there if it were reversed, ever. Then it goes on to say the radicalized police violence like this and the murders of Breonna Taylor, George Floyd, Eric Garner, and countless others are now commonplace, shows that very clearly the American policing crisis is at crisis level. Okay, none of that is really based in truth. You want to talk about Breonna Taylor and the no-knock warrant? Obviously, that is one of the terrible ones. George Floyd, we're finding out George Floyd may have overdosed anyway on the fentanyl that he was on. Not saying that kneeling on his neck was right, and I'll get into that maybe a little bit later on. The Eric Garner situation, again, it was tough to look at, but not a murder. Not an out-and-out murder. It doesn't happen the way they're portraying it. It's terrible. Anyway, they want money. So if you're inclined to send money to the ACLU, I don't know if I would do that. They want, actually, resignations of the Kenosha Police Department's chief and the sheriff. They also, I guess, want apologies to the Blake family, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't know. We'll see if that ends up happening. But ACLU has spoken on the subject. I mean, what do you think? You think that the majority of people out there want this to continue? Or do you think this will disappear after the election one way or the other? Or do you think this sort of racial unrest is here to stay? 833-927-8255. I'd like to talk to you wherever you may be across the country. You're out there again in California, sunshine, and out in Vegas maybe just to hit a slot machine. You got $500 extra bucks walking around in your pocket feeling good. Do you think this is going to continue? Do you think this sort of attitude, this racial injustice, racial unrest is going to continue in this country? Do you think it can spill out into actual, like bloodshed in a sense of a civil war kind of bloodshed? We've already seen bloodshed. We've already seen it happen. We've seen it in Kenosha. We've seen it in riots across the country. Is this something that can continue? Do you think it'll escalate? Do you think that people that you know, because there are people I'm sure that you know who are rabid Black Lives Matter supporters and rabid very left of center supporters, can you imagine back, you know, getting to a point where you're going to actually have to square off against somebody like that? Do you think that can happen? Do you think violence in the streets will spill out like that? Or do you think it'll be pockets? But sooner or later, if the pockets don't sort of quell the violence, it's just going to continue to escalate, isn't it? All right. Oh, my mouth's not working today. So let me go punch myself in the mouth. When we come back, I'll be right here, but ready to rock and roll. We've got a great show. I told you, Jeff Benedict coming up in the third hour. Dwayne Bryant, motivational speaker, coming up in the third hour. We'll talk a little coronavirus next when we come back. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
For Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
Hi, I'm John Hunt. Normally, you hear me on USA Radio News telling you stories about other people in the news. Well, now, I've written a book about the amazing blessings of my life and how, through miracles, I'm still alive. I'm a 40-year radio host who thought he'd reached the height of his career until tragedy struck. After a severe bout with the flu, I died twice, was revived, and spent 6 days in a coma and started the journey toward a full heart transplant. The book is called My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey and is available at Amazon.com in paperback and Kindle form. The story takes you through how I got the heart disease, the people that helped me along the way, some crazy stories, and the real life story of the miracles of science as I received the perfect heart match from my donor. I'm now in training for the 2020 Transplant Games in New Jersey. Grab your copy of My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey today at Amazon.com. Thanks, and may your life be filled with all the love and miracles that mine has.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as The Warrior. Sponsor of this segment of the show is OptiVita. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. And it just builds my immune system, man. And there's got to be a reason why I don't take a flu shot. Never had a flu shot in my life. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. And for me, it's not just silver. It's just part of an important program. I take mega doses of vitamin C, and if I feel a cold coming on, I'll triple my silver, I'll triple my vitamin C, and I'll triple my probiotic, I'll triple my garlic, and I'll triple my zinc. So, I mean, it's part of my nutritional program, but OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is a foundation, an important part. They have more than 50 patents, 50. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in new silver technology. They've got a liquid, a skin gel, a throat lozenge. You know how much I believe in silver. So I put together this Root Silver Bundle. There's been a lot of misinformation in the media about silver. You get a free book on the science of silver when you buy the Root Silver Bundle, and you've got to get silver into the right places for it to work. So they're going to give you three silver applicators, a free spray bottle, a free dropper bottle, a free fine mist nasal sprayer. All of those free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. Remember the special website, patentedsilver.com, because they got 50 patents, patentedsilver.com, or go to toll-free number 844-5-SILVER. Call 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-toll-free-5-SILVER.
All right, we are back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. If you're waiting around for Wayne Allen Root, he's got a couple of days off. I mean, it's Labor Day, right? Is it Labor Day? I always get Labor Day and Memorial Day mixed up every time, like every single time I get it mixed up. It's the same thing. There's certain words I can't spell either. All right, let's grab a couple of calls. A lot of people on hold if you want to weigh in. Let's go to Jim out in Connecticut. Jim, how are you?
I'm good, Lee. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling in, pal.
I'd like to answer your question about whether these riots are going to stop after the election or not. And I would say absolutely not. We have to learn from history. And if we look back at history, these protests or riots or whatever they're going to be are going to continue until they get a response. We think back to Kent State in 1970 when people were shot down and colleges went on strike. They kept pushing until there was a response. And then we encountered the Selma in 1965, Congressman Lewis, the march to Selma. They kept going until they got beat up and and because that's where they're going to win their revolution, and they're very open about the revolution now. And the term that we should be familiar with is Sunday, Bloody Sunday. In 1972 in Ireland, Northern Ireland, some of the people were protesters, I think 35 of them were shot down by the British troops. But the one that they're actually putting all their money on was in 1905 in the Russian Revolution. Actually, it started the Russian Revolution when the Tsar's troops fired on the people, and that was the first Bloody Sunday. So they're looking for their time to be able, and you mentioned it one time in one of your shows where this young man shot two people and got, charged with murder now. They're looking for the response. They're going to keep pushing and pushing. That's why they stand in people's faces screaming and yelling at them and all, and they're looking for that reaction.
So when that reaction comes, and eventually it will come, it's already started to come, that's partly what I would say the 17-year-old reaction was, bringing this gun to this riot,
yes.
This whole level of chaos has escalated. So this is the beginning. I guess the question that I was sort of alluding to is, at what point in time does it become Jim from Connecticut against your cousin who lives in Rhode Island? When will you square off against him? Because let's say, for example, Jim, he's very liberal and believes wholeheartedly in the cause and is willing to fight you on it, just like, revolutions have gone in the past, family against family, brother against brother. Are we getting there, Jim? Are we getting even near there yet?
I don't think so. I think before we get to that point where there's going to be that big response, I mean, looking now, a few people were killed by police, which, as you mentioned, is terrible, never should have happened, and under the circumstances they happened. But when they get that big response, that's going to be what they hang their hat on, and they're going to take in protest until they force that. If my cousin's standing in my face like they do, 3 inches away from a person, screaming and yelling at them like that, something bad is going to happen if they try that with me.
Right.
It might be that I wind up on the bad end of it, but something bad is going to happen if somebody's screaming in my face or they're surrounding me like that.
You know, Jim, and you talk to police officers, I'm sure you do too, and they'll tell you the same thing. There's really little that you can do. You're in a box. You can certainly fight back, but you fight back, you're going to be charged. If you, like, say, took out a gun, people are in your face, or you decided to, I don't know, hit him over the head with a baseball bat or whatever, you're going to be culpable for what you do, unless, of course, they're physically beating you down. Like this kid is probably going to get away with the shooting part. In Kenosha, he's not going to get away with having the gun illegally, carrying it across. They're going to make as much of that as they possibly can. So, listen, Jim, I got to run, but thank you. I appreciate it. Those of you on hold, please just hang in there. I promise we'll go right to the phones when we come back. Not a long wait, and I'll give you as much time as you want. The most caller-friendly show in America. That's right. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. The conversation has shifted a little bit. We're talking predominantly about the situation in Kenosha, the surrounding riots, and I'd like to get your opinion on it. I'd like to know where you think it's going to end up, how far you think it's going to go. City's going to burn? They're burning now. Are more cities going to burn? Is your city going to burn? We'll talk about that. All right, don't move. It's the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
With a MECTEC carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MECTEC is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MECTEC is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.